All right, everyone, welcome back to another podcast episode from Going Through It. I'm your host, Liam Spencer. It's been a minute. I think I've done 7 episodes, and I stopped maybe about a year ago. But I'm back. I'm better than ever. Super excited to get this ball rolling. I really want to post every single week a new podcast. Not really sure the theme of it. We're just going through it. I kind of just want to talk about my life. Things going on, I don't know, I might start a series. If you read the title, we are going to be diving into the Netflix hit Inventing Anna, which I did just wrap up today, and I want to talk about it. But for those of you who are new, welcome, this is my podcast. I may have guests, I may not have guests, I don't know where this is going, but I'm just super excited to be back behind the mic and make my podcast. And other dreams I have, if you follow my TikTok, definitely been posting on there. Fitness is huge. I'm really trying to be a fitness influencer. Speaking that into it, the universe, manifest that shit. Like, just gotta manifest. Like, I will be a fitness influencer. That's what I want to do. There's a ton of things I want to do along with this podcast. I'm definitely going to get my YouTube back up and going. I want to get a house, just big things coming. I'm probably going to make a return to YouTube video as well coming up here shortly, so stay tuned for that, where I'm going to talk a little bit more in depth, kind of where I've been, what I see for the future, what's going to happen this year, like just a ton of things. Like, I feel like this is my year. Like, last year I was preparing, like, I'm feeling it, like, this is my year. Still feel like each year is going to get better, but I definitely feel like this is my year. Like, this is going to be a big turning point and my career, my finances, and my health, and all those things. Just my life in general. Well, with that being said, let's dive into our topic today. Inventing Anna. I don't know about you guys, but obviously there's a lot of shows that go through Netflix. Netflix is a huge platform. They create amazing content, and a ton of people watch things, and of course we have Squid Games that's popular. We had Too Hot to Handle, a bunch of reality shows, which I've watched those as well. A ton of things come through, but there's something about this show that's just so different. For one, it was written by Shonda Rhimes. I don't know if she was the main writer or co-writer or what, but I wasn't quite sure about this show. It's not even a film, a show. Until I heard that Shonda Rhimes was one of the writers. And those of you who don't know, Shonda Rhimes wrote the entire Grey's Anatomy series, which is still going on, which I think is one of the greatest shows ever. I've seen it all the way through 2 times, and I think she's an incredible writer. To write that many episodes that are so different and keeping up with the times and the different character developments and just in general, I think it's just amazing and it blows my mind. That after all these years that Grey's Anatomy is still going strong. But this episode isn't about Grey's Anatomy, but that's just the background. That Shonda Rhimes was one of the writers of this show, Inventing Anna. So am I really shocked that it's taking off so much on Netflix? No, not really. I think it was very well put together. Obviously, it was fact and fiction. Obviously, there are actors acting in a script. It's not play-by-play. But after doing my own sort of research afterwards, there was a lot of facts that were correct, which I like as well, because Shonda also does that in Grey's Anatomy, where she adds real-life cases, like the coronavirus happening, but actually, like, real cases that have been things. Obviously, it's dramatized into a television show, and things are quicker and more dramatic, but she puts real things in there, which I like. Sorry, that's very loud, so for the people that heard that, I'm sorry, I was pushing my chair, and this mic picks up everything. I'm going to get a drink of water real quick. And yes, if you're asking, I do not edit these because I want the real emotion, the real everything just to come out, and I'm not going to edit them, so that's what you get. So, let's be talking, and I just forget to, like, breathe or something. Inventing Anna. Shonda Rhimes, where were we? Okay. It was very well put together. The storyline was compelling, engaging, like very well put together. But most of all, what I loved about it is based off a true story. And I love any film, any show, anything like that based off a true story. Not so much reality TV. Yes, I consume reality TV. I do enjoy it. But 9 times out of 10, if I see a movie on Netflix or anywhere and it says true story, I'm going to pick that one first. Because I just love hearing people's real stories, like real life. Like real life happening. That's probably why I like reading nonfiction books and stuff, because I want to know actual things versus just fiction. Fiction is fun and I'll enjoy that too, but I'm definitely more of a factual person. So when I found out it was a true story, I was like, heck yes, I'm watching this. Also, I don't know, I can't even think off the top of my head any TV shows that are actually like based on a true story. Like there's tons of movies. Which is one thing to put a movie together that's 1.5 hours, 2 hours. But to put 9 episodes. Oh, I accidentally clicked the mute button. I was getting too into it. But to actually have 9-hour-long episodes of a show based off a true story is incredible. Like, you really have to dig deep and get a lot of information and know what you're talking about in order to do that. So, I was like, heck yes, I'm watching this. Started a couple days ago, binge watched it hella last night, probably watched like 5 or 6 episodes, and then I just finished it up today. And can I say, it gives you a lot to think about, like how this girl who was 25 years old scammed and committed fraud for all these big companies, and yet she was only sentenced 4 to 12 years. But 2 years later, she's already out of prison. Like, that's just incredible to me. It's like, is that just our United States that has a fucked up legal system? Or is that the world? Like, I don't know. I can't speak for other countries. But, like, I just feel like she deserved to be in jail. Like, in my opinion. And you guys could tell me your opinion. I don't know how you can message me. On any social media, I'll respond. But how does someone commit all that fraud, and yet I'm reading, and apparently she's leaving jail with money. After stealing all this money, she's actually leaving 2 years early and getting money because she sold the rights to Netflix for the show. Now, the show's incredible, and I'm glad Netflix did it because I think it's going to open up a discussion, in my opinion. But the fact that she committed these crimes and she's almost getting rewarded for committing these crimes, which just absolutely blows my mind why somebody is getting rewarded for committing a crime. Like, I know it's not exactly like, obviously there's in depth, like it's not so black and white, but at the same point, it kind of is like. Like, she has to pay restitution, and she has to pay some of the banks back, but also a ton of her lawyer fees ended up getting waived. They're not going to make her pay it back, and they're technically it's even against the law to sell the rights to your story and make money from it while you're in jail or something like that, which she did to Netflix, because Netflix bought it for $320,000. About the rights to her story, but it's against the law for her to make the money while in jail, so they made an exception, basically, and as long as she agreed to put most of that money towards restitution, which I don't think she really had a choice, it wasn't really her decision, but so they paid that towards restitution, and then she walked away with $22,000 and didn't pay probably about, let me see here. Sorry, 1 second, guys. It says she was not forced to pay $160,000 in legal fees. Like, what? And she's walking away with $22,000, and she didn't even pay these lawyers that worked. Now, I don't know the exact details, but I believe if you work, you should be paid for that work. Like, these are lawyers that put in work for her for whatever reason, the application, whatever it is. And yes, it's on them too, because they, in a way, were committing fraud. They were helping her without realizing it, which I don't really see as a crime. But the fact that they're not getting any money, which I don't know if the government paid them back or exactly if they made the money, if they didn't make the money. But the fact that she doesn't have to pay them when it was her and she's walking away with $22,000. Like, what? Sorry, I hit the mute button again. But what the hell? That just, I'm sorry, guys. It just still blows my mind. Like, I really hope that somebody's listening to this and they'll reach out to me and tell me their opinion, or we can have a discussion about it, because honestly, watching TV shows and discussing it is probably my favorite thing. And most of my friends are just like, Liam, shut the fuck up. But I love it. So I think I'm going to just start series on here where I talk about shows or whatever. So spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's amazing. But I think that's what I'm going to start doing on this channel. I'll probably do... Oh, sorry. That probably hurt somebody's ears. Sorry. I'll probably do other things as well, but I'm probably going to mainly talk about shows because I don't... Like, I love film. I went to school for film. Like, I love watching videos. I love making videos. I don't necessarily know what I want to do with my life besides being a fitness influencer and create content. And make a difference, but yeah. Anyways, sorry for the sap story. But this girl, granted, she's also only 25 and she's an immigrant. So I couldn't even imagine. Okay, I'm 23 right now. She, I think, immigrated to the United States. It was before she was 25, so she was... Apparently, she had a job working in fashion or something in Germany, I believe it was. And then... moved to America, or visited New York for Fashion Week, loved it, decided to stay, extend her visa, and then joined that same fashion school or whatever, and interned in New York, and then I guess quit and started like trying to get into the social scene of big names and all that. But I couldn't even, I've never even been to New York, let alone like barely been out the country. I think I've been out once. I couldn't even imagine going to another country where she didn't even know the language that well. At my age, she was probably 23 when she came, or younger. I couldn't imagine going to, say, just even Mexico, just down from us. Learning another language and then finessing the biggest banks and scamming huge companies. Like, what? Like, I will have to say, she's extremely smart, but that doesn't always mean they're the most intelligent when it comes to logic, emotional, ethics, that type of stuff. Like, in her mind, she definitely did not see a problem with this, and she still doesn't see a problem with this, which also blows my mind, where it's like, you fucked up, and she won't even admit that she fucked up. She was just saying she was building a business, which... props to her. I mean, 25, like, trying to build that massive of a business. She was basically trying to get this huge building to be a social club for the highest of highest classes, exclusive, all that, in New York, which is a really cool idea. Part of me thinks, like, I wish she succeeded, because I think that would be a cool thing to see, but the way she went about it and did it is not okay. But, like, to be that young and, like, I barely, like, I work and work out and, like, am living my life, and I know there's people that are my age and less than my age that do more of that, have a $1 million house, have nice cars, all that. And everyone has their own, like, timeline, I'm not saying that, but, like, even those YouTubers you look up to, like, she was, like, a step above everyone. Like, talking about chess, she was 50 steps above everybody. Like, to do that, like, that's incredible. Like, she literally finessed a jet, basically. And it simply was from connections and just knowing. And it's like, how do you know that at a young age? And not that it's a good thing to know, because clearly it's not. She ended up in jail. She should still be in jail. But, like, how? And apparently her family is just a pretty normal family that just moved to another country. And I guess Anna's just always been like this. But, like, don't know. Like she faked wire transfers. Like, I've been scammed before. I know what, like, fake wire transfers look like, fake checks. Like, and, like, it baffles me because when I was in that situation, my personal situation with being scammed, obviously, was on a whole lower level, but these scammers do this all the time, and they don't get caught. I bet the guy who scammed me is still out there. Like, when I found out, he had been pulled over before and had fake bank statements, all this type of stuff that's illegal, and they even had an illegal gun, and they still just let him go to scam more people. Like, that's just so fucked. And then now it's like, okay, she's doing this on a major scale, and yes, she got in trouble, but didn't even serve her lowest 4 years sentence. It was 4 to 12 years, 4 being the minimum, and she only served 2. Like, is that just me? Like, that just seems fucked. That seems fucked up. Like, what the? That just baffles me. Also, just that she finessed a jet. She literally went to a party she wasn't supposed to be at, but because she started getting connections and talking to people and making her way through where people thought she was this big name, an heiress, rich, status, all this, even though her cards never worked. People never got paid back. They just thought she was like a ditzy blonde. And she finessed her way into a party and literally met Bill Gates. This 26, well, she's 31 right now, but at the time she was probably 25, 26. This 25-year-old met Bill Gates, one of the richest men ever. Like, what? And she's a nobody. Not to say she's a nobody, like, but she wasn't anything special. She wasn't the queen of England. She wasn't the president. She wasn't a big name movie star. She wasn't even an influencer. She literally was working at a fashion designer making 400 euros a month before she went to the US. And it said her parents even paid her rent then because she wasn't making enough money. And then she comes to America and all of a sudden gets all these people to think she has money. And not even just somebody on the street or somebody on the internet thinking it. Like, big name people like Citibank in New York thought Anna Delvey, well, her name was actually Sorokin, she even lied about her name, was this big-time heiress with a $60 million euro trust fund. Like, and she never proved it. And all the money she did have that she paid was from scamming people, basically. And she saw no issue with it. Like, this is why you teach your kids young. But some people are just like that. It just baffles me. It just, this whole story, like, I can't quite wrap my head around it. Like, why? Like, she was building a business, and she was smart. Like, I'm not going to say she wasn't smart, because she was extremely smart. And she could have built a business, a very successful business. She could have been the next Bill Gates if she did it the right way. But she didn't see any issue with what she was doing. And that's what's so fucked. Sorry, guys. I'm going to get a drink of water. Let you marinate in that real quick. All right. Like, please tell me I'm not the only one that's just shook by this whole thing. And not only that, she had her one friend who was her friend that kind of threw her under the bus, and the one that got her arrested and turned her in wrote a book about her, which I'm definitely going to have to read now. And then there was also a 60 Minutes on it. So it's like, after all this, she really got what she wanted. She wanted fame. That's what she wanted. She wanted fame. She wanted to be known. She wanted to be classy. She wanted to be all that. And it's crazy to think that she is basically doing all that twice. And the first way was the fucked way, like, screwed everyone over, ruined relationships probably, and got herself in jail. And instead of her staying in jail, like, I still think she deserves to be in jail, she's now out of jail. ICE does have her, and she is going to be deported because of her visa ending. So, but what's crazy is apparently she signed a deal with a production company, and she's going to be in a reality television series now about her life after prison, and people are going to watch it. I'm probably going to watch it, which is fucked, because why would she be getting money when she finessed all these people? And people are like, oh, she was just a kid, but she was still 25 years old. Like, I'm old enough, I'm 23, to know that's wrong. Like, and then I guess she's also working on a book and a podcast. Like, what? Like, she's basically monetizing her fuck up. Which, I mean, again, she's a smart business person. Might as well, but at the same point, it's like, you should be in jail. And now you're basically getting what you've always wanted. Like, what about all those people? It's just not fair. Life just ain't fair. That's the bottom line of this, I guess. Because there's so many people in the country that are hardworking, do the right thing, all that, and they get screwed over time and time again. Especially by people like Anna, who screw people over. And it's just fucked, because while they keep getting deeper and deeper into the pit, and they're working and working and working, and it seems like people are just throwing more sand. And here's Anna living the dream after she just created, I think, 9 different, like, I'm not a lawyer, 9 different charges. I think she had 9 different charges against her. And 2 of them were waived, or she was found not guilty. And the other one, she was, and she's not even serving her whole sentence. Like, I don't get why people like that get rewarded, while people who work hard and deserve it just get treated like shit. Like, life really ain't fair. It fucking sucks. Like, it's like, how do you even fix that? It's like so many different things. It's just politics, race, people in general, people's stigmas, people's hatred, people's the media, like, just so many different things. It's just incredible. Hopefully this show, being so popular, actually opens people's eyes to the things that are really fucked in the world. Like, why somebody like her is getting away with it. Like, yes, she turned 2 years, but that's nothing. Like, she basically got away with it. And honestly, she's probably gonna do it again. They even think she's gonna do it again, but they can't really do anything about it. So, it's just, all of it's fucked. Well, I'm not going to drag this podcast on too long. I don't want to make my podcast too long. I want to try and keep them around the 30 to 35 minute mark. Oh, maybe a little sooner. I'm at 24 minutes right now. But I just wanted to kind of talk about the show, kind of talk about my thoughts, get them out there. I didn't watch it with anybody, so I didn't have anyone to talk to about it. And I thought it'd be a great episode just to say I'm back, better than ever, super excited about this new series that I'm going to be doing, talking about TV shows, and kind of how they relate to the real world. Depending on the show, obviously this one is a true story, so I had a lot of my thoughts on just how fucked the United States is, the world is, people in general. Like, I think as a generation, we're definitely getting better at certain things, especially me being in the LGBTQ community, and a lot of people now accepting that, people being more open, more free. But there's still a lot of things that are fucked in the world. And hopefully by opening conversations like this, us as a generation, we can actually bring a difference to society, to the world, to the nation, to everybody, and just honestly be kind. Like, people are so mean for literally no reason, and I don't, like, what is there to be mean about? Like, I'm definitely a cup half full type of guy, and at least I try to be. I'm also a realist, so people see that sometimes as pessimism, but no, I'm just real and no realistic standards and all that. But do I shoot myself in the foot with that sometimes? Yes, because I know I hold myself back from achieving my dreams a lot of times because I'm a realist and I'm like, nope, that ain't going to work. But sometimes I need to just take that leap of faith. So anyways, that's a whole other story we ain't going to get into right now. But I just wanted to say, guys, thank you for listening. If you did listen, this is the year, 2022. We bringing the podcast back, baby. It's going to be great. Follow my TikTok. Follow my Instagram. I got two Instagrams. I got my personal and my fitness. Give both a follow. Definitely post way more on my fitness one. Definitely more active on that. But give both a follow. I do post on my other one here and there. Go subscribe to my YouTube channel and turn on the bell because I am going to be dropping a brand new video coming really soon. Probably will announce it on my next podcast, hopefully. But I am bringing the YouTube videos back. Better than ever. It's been over a year. I miss it. I want to get back to it. Life's just been crazy and hectic, but I'm back. Super excited. I hope you guys have a fantastic day, night, morning, whenever you are listening. And thank you for joining. If you listen to this, thank you so much for joining. This is probably my favorite podcast episode to record. I think it had a lot of great information, a lot of great insight. Overall, in terms of film, society, just anything. And I threw in a little bit about myself too. So please give this podcast a follow, a like, whatever it is you feel. If you feel me, you don't feel me, whatever it is, I don't hate, I love. Peace and love. And yeah, I love all you guys. And I will catch you in the next podcast episode. P.S. I'm also currently watching Euphoria, so stay tuned. We might have some information on that. But I love each and every single one of you. Go have a fantastic day. Make a difference. Make someone smile. And I will catch you guys soon. Bye.